Obviously, Alex Swinnerton playing some really good golf right now. The MNP Northeast Open, you were right up there. I don't have those in front of me. I think top five or something. And then the Lobstick Open, tied for second right behind Ty Campbell. And then you go on and win the match play championship. For you, it's a special ending to your amateur career, I think. But, yeah, just the last couple of days, have you soaked it in a little bit?
Tried to soak it in a little bit. It was actually my first time ever playing the men's Lobstick. I played the junior, obviously, for quite a few years, but the men's was it was something special. It was nice to get back to where I grew up and be able to have a chance to win it. It was a pretty cool feeling.
It is. How come you haven't played it before?
I just haven't been able to with school, getting home late, and then kind of work and everything like that. But yeah, this is the first year that it worked out, and Tyler and Paul both helped me out there, so it was awesome.
For sure. Yeah, I mentioned the opening, you played a couple of really good rounds there in qualifying and going as a top seed. And then Curtis Pete, Rob Schneider, Scotty McKay, Peyton O'Heat, obviously a former winner, and then Jeff Dormant, who I don't know, but obviously as a local up there and can play as well. But cruise, because it would have been difficult, but just went through as a number one seed and ended up winning it all, hey?
Yeah, and not easy is exactly how it was. There was lots of good players, and match play is so different than stroke play. It's such a different game. It doesn't seem like it, and actually I haven't played a match play event since 2021 in the junior Lobstick. So it was tough to get going. I found the first two matches a little different to get the feeling again, but then after that it was fun. Got the hang of it a little bit, and it was a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. You were also down, I think. Like when I first clicked onto Twitter on Saturday morning, you were down like 4 or something early. I was like, wow, this is a shocker to me a little bit.
Yeah, I was down 4 through 6 holes. Jeff, I'm pretty sure Jeff was 2 under at that point. And I was not. I made a few bad swings and kind of had to bring myself back to reality a little bit and hit some good shots and just kind of stay with it. My caddy was Jamie Winjack all week, and we kind of just kept talking. Just stay with it and good things will come. So.
For sure. Yeah. On that trophy, right? It's very historical. You grew up there and spent hours working there, watching guys come and play this event. You kind of mentioned off the top, but what's it feel just, to etch your name in history?
Yeah, it feels good. I got handed that trophy and looked at some of the names, and, I saw Danny on there, I think, 3 times.
Yeah, I think 4, yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of really good names on there, and I think the first one was 1937, so it dates back for sure.
For sure. And this is the end of your amateur career. I don't know if you're really ready to announce that, but you're not coming to the amateur. You're going to turn professional. This just seems like a storybook way to end it, before you take the next chapter, doesn't it?
It does. It's nice to end it back where I grew up. So many great memories there. And plan on turning professional here this week at the Glencoe. So a little bittersweet to end the amateur side of things, but also very exciting and kind of get going with the next chapter.
For sure. Well, like you said, we talked after you got done school, and now we're talking again here. It's only been about a month or so. We're going to talk again eventually because you're going to do some great stuff as a professional. But, congrats on winning this one. It was great to see, for sure.
Thank you very much, Clark.